Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I am coming to you with an emergency podcast because in the dead of night, Peacock decided to drop not just one episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, but three. And I woke up at like 5:30 or 6 to take Ruby out, and I was like, oh my God. Okay, I guess this is what I'm spending my day doing. Like, it was just like a really, it felt a little overwhelming. So, you know, of course, I had to bring Allison Pivovarsky, bestie of the pod. She basically is the co-host at this point, to come talk about it with me. I forced her to watch the episodes, even though I know she's a very busy girl, you know? And I was like, we got to chat. So,
Hi. I couldn't bite my tongue any longer.
Yeah, please.
First of all, I want to talk about how you just like casually brag, like you're waking up at five. I did get a message from Sam at like 5:15. Like, this is happening. Sound the alarm. Wake up your children. Get your affairs in order. Pull the money from underneath the mattress. It's happening.
No,
and
I
was like, fuck.
No, I sent this message via Slack. And there is a notification at the bottom that said Allison has pause notifications.
Allison has pause notifications. Do you want to notify her anyway? What did you press?
I said, fuck yeah, let's go. I said,
wake the fuck up, yeah. Sound the alarm.
It was time to fucking go. I was like, open those eyes. Take Moose on a walk. We have shit to cover today.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, the peepers were ready. I was thrilled that they didn't just drop one, but like you said, three. And you make it sound like it was like you didn't have a gun to my head in having to watch these episodes.
No, you were ready.
I was ready. I was like, I already had lathered on my SPF. Honestly, weeks before, I've been ready to go. So let me ask you this. When you go on like a tropical vacation, do you bring a large brim hat?
I haven't, but now that I'm almost 30, I'm going to start.
You have to for sun protection.
Yeah.
But it is really a packing qualm to be like, do I pack this hat or am I that person that walks through the airport carrying a large brim hat? And I have to say, like, SPF was on and I was ready to be the person not only with a neck pillow around my neck, but a large brimmed hat in hand, ready to go. I've been ready since day one.
I can't even tell you. Like, when you first saw who the cast was going to be, what were your thoughts?
I was excited. I thought that they did a really good job pairing, like, friends and
relatives,
like I was about to say people who you would think would be teammates, but then we also have Teresa and Melissa
who hate each other.
I don't know how, and I've said this for years, I don't know how Melissa puts up with her. And I understand that, like, she, I think, is doing it for her husband's sake and for the girl, for Teresa's daughter's sake. Mm-hmm. But Teresa is a monster to her. And with that said, Teresa is my favorite one on this show.
Okay. I was afraid to tell you this. I've become a tree hugger. This show has opened my eyes to things that I've always had a tiny, tiny soft spot for Teresa. But this show really, like, wow, opened my eyes, my heart.
When Ramona is just like shoving her foot in her mouth, down her throat and out her ass, and Teresa is like, oh, I have ADHD too, but I'm just smart and don't say things.
Yeah. She's like, excuse me?
Thank you. I love her. She's a terrible sister-in-law.
But you know what I love is that, like, I feel like this is the first time we've ever gotten Teresa and Melissa to just like basically be like, we would never see each other if it wasn't for this show. Yeah. Like, because I'm over this, like, facade on New Jersey where they're like, we're sister-in-laws. It's like, you guys literally want to throw each other in the Jersey Shore ocean. Is that the ocean?
The Jersey Shore ocean. Yeah, let's go with that.
That feels like geographically correct.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it is an ocean. It's just, I don't believe it's called the Jersey Shore ocean, but
no.
I didn't learn that one in geography.
But no, you were sick that day.
You're totally right, though. And I mean, they are beating a dead horse over and over again about how Melissa got cast. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible because like they're even like, we'll never see eye to eye. But, you know, both of them walk away being like, but I'm right.
Yeah. And I love that Teresa was like, you can call Andy Cohen. I was like, oh, we're bringing Andy into this. Okay. You know, Andy loves Teresa. Andy, I think, feels some sort of like guilt for the whole situation that took
place. Would she have gone to jail without the show?
Right. And the answer is probably no.
No, probably not.
Probably not. But I am really just, you know, I'm a team twirl kind of gal. I have always loved my little Kenny Moore, Detroit City baby. And I am thrilled with this edit.
She's doing a great job. So I know you've been like really, really taken by the sisterhood of the show. And to my point earlier, the fact that like they brought in people who would be seen as teammates, you know, you have Luann and Ramona who, despite, you know, maybe getting along, not getting along on the show, like they're going to kind of have each other at least for an
they've
SUV
also known
ride
each
to
other.
Dinner.
Yeah. They've known each other for so long. It's like, Luann and Ramona have this like understanding with one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're the OGs of New York, even though Luann was technically a friend
of the
Lynn
world.
Susan, yeah.
As Ramona thinks, she put Bravo on the map, her words.
She said they had to do this like feud thing where like Andy paired up housewives from cross franchises who like don't get along. And he paired up Ramona and Vicky over this. And it was literally like everyone was shitting themselves, screaming, crying, throwing up in the corner. We couldn't take it. It was so good. So she genuinely believes this. And to say this to Kenya Moore and Cynthia Bailey's face, who have had the highest consistent ratings across the board, I was like, Kyle, sit down. You've had like one good season in 4 years.
And it's because of Erica.
Yeah,
it's not because of you,
Kyle. You're not carrying that team. Hate to break to your sidekick, not a star player. Let's be completely honest.
And
here.
Then with Cynthia and Kenya, like that was another great pairing. And so bringing these pairings and then throwing a dash of Kyle in, really, I did think it was the right move. We didn't need more than one Beverly Hills housewife.
No, because
we certainly didn't need an OC one because they're all in shambles right now.
Yeah,
can you imagine Shannon Bedore on this trip? With that said, Bedore versus Singer, I think Turks and Caicos would sink.
That man who owns the conch shack would just light everything on fire. He would be enough. He's never come to this island again.
Yeah.
He would ban them. I was at first maybe a little skeptical about who they brought, but seeing them like come together and like break the fourth wall like immediately and just I was loving it. I was like, I love listening to them talk about their shows. Like when Teresa and Cynthia, I think this is like one of the highlights for me is their walk on the beach. When Teresa said, you know, I really love Kenya because she stood up for me and people on my cast don't do that. And then she opened up about prison. Yeah. And Cynthia was like, well, isn't Melissa your like, and Teresa's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. She doesn't do anything for me.
She's a piece of shit.
She's a fucking loser. So that was like really, really nice. And honestly, I think that this was the first time Teresa has ever said jail.
I do too.
I was shocked.
I thought the way they broke the fourth wall with all of those types of conversations was really fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love when the show breaks the fourth wall, but like here they're literally talking about like leaking. And I guess that was kind of an Atlanta storyline too, All Eyes on Kenya before. But like when they were talking about that, or even just talking about like uploading Instagram stories or who was cast when and who Andy likes and who he messaged and who's getting DMs. I loved it. I loved it all. And so I was pretty thrilled by that. And I was also thrilled to hear them talk about how they like would have to Google each other before.
I loved that. And Luann like sharing this story about how when she was supposed to be, that was sad. And I liked how all the women were like there for her. Like they were really
we're talking about when she said she was going to go on a first date
and the guy Googled her. He Googled her. Do you think you've ever been Googled?
100%. Actually, I can tell you a story right now.
Oh my God.
You know, on Hinge, when you match with somebody, your last name shows up. And a guy messaged me. This is before we even went on a date. He goes, "Well, you have a very Googleable name. So I actually Googled you and I've listened to like 4 of your podcasts so far."
To quote you, "My skin has come off my skeleton."
It was horrifying and I blocked him.
No, because I've gone on dates before and they're like, "Oh my God, what's the name of your podcast?" And I was like, "I will never tell you, even if we're married. You'll never know."
And he did nothing wrong. It was very nice.
But that's like so nerve-wracking. Like, why are you listening?
It made me feel so much more exposed than, like, it was on an uneven playing field. So, like, I totally understand. And also for Luann, it's like, not only was she arrested, but, like, you've got the video. I mean, then you've got, like, 12, 13 seasons of Real Housewives.
Right. But then you also have, like, her kids suing her, going to rehab, and then
her making out with Jacques.
The cabaret. Like, she's got a lot going on.
A lot of embarrassing things.
A lot of things have happened to Luann. And personally, she's one of my favorites of all time. Like,
falling into the rose bush.
I really love Luann. I think Luann is really, like, that bitch. Like, she is just, like, down for everything. Like, it says a lot, to know that Cynthia likes her or knew her the best. Because I feel like Cynthia is like a really good like judge of character. And she's like, I'm going to hitch my, what's the saying?
Hitch my wagon.
Yeah.
She did hitch her wagon. And okay, wait. So I do want to talk a little bit though about the pairings, the unexpected pairings.
Oh, I love. Okay. Yes. Let's talk about it.
So I didn't realize Kyle and Melissa were such good friends. But it makes sense. That is a good pairing. The Cynthia Kyle thing I was into, but then it really took a turn in the third episode.
Woo! Kyle was like, "I'm so sorry that you're upset."
Did you find the game where Cynthia brought her like superlatives game, like the prettiest, the smartest, the sexiest? Did you find that offensive, that game? Like, would you have played it?
I would have for sure played it.
I would have been so quick to play it.
So quick. But I get it. Like, I think that there should have been like other types of questions, not just like who has the best butt, who's the sexiest, who's the prettiest, who has the best boobs. Like, maybe we need to like chill on that. Well, hashtag chill.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for hashtag chilling too, but I just thought like, I was like, Kyle, don't be a bummer. Like, just play the game and go into your little confessional, which I love the confessional room, by the way. It's incredible. It's like Love Island.
I got so excited for that because it's like the cameras obviously have to go down at some point. Like the producers have to go home. So they're like, "We want you drunk as fuck sitting on this bench and talking shit." And I loved it. I was like, when I saw Cynthia go in there, I was like, "Oh, we're getting so many good little gems." I'm like, "Are we going to get this in Bluestone Manor?"
Oh, I hope.
Brandi Glanville's going to be
a nightmare.
So
in the best way.
It made me think about Ultimate Girls Trip 2 and the cast that we're getting there. And I'm like, that's going to be a completely different show. Like,
oh, it is.
This is more about sisterhood, maybe like some drama, like whatever. This is more about like breaking that fourth wall, talking about like each other's shows, whatever, getting to know one another. That Bluestone Manor, as Tamara Judge calls it, Menopause Manor, it's going to be fucking insane. I don't know
because
if I'm
they're
going to
get so stir crazy because they really can't leave the house. Like, where are they going to go?
I know
that bar that Ramona and Bethany and Sonia maybe went to that one time to talk about like their past traumas. Like, they're not going to really go places where, so it's just, everyone's going to go so stir crazy, and that's going to be great.
Those are also like very explosive women.
They are.
Like Dorinda.
Like, they are all going to get drunk.
They get so drunk. Brandi, Vicky,
Dorinda.
Like Dorinda. Did we mention Dorinda?
Did we mention Brandi? I mean, like, they are just women who enjoy a beverage. And look, I am too. I just want it to be known, if I were on Ultimate Girls Trip, Turks and Caicos, I'd be blacked out on margaritas within seconds. Okay, I have my first note I took notes. Ramona calls Kenny a Porsche a million times. I can't believe it.
Oh.
Second note, she thinks the room thing is cute, but also she also thinks she founded the franchise. Second one, I'd be blacked the fuck out if I'd been on this trip. That's my third note. So, I mean, it took
that
me about five minutes.
Top of the mind.
It's just because, like, first of all, I love a tropical vacation and I love a tropical drink more than that. And if I knew that I had somebody like Michael and his mom, Lori, who could get me margaritas 24/7, 365, yeah. Oh, I would
blitzed.
I would be blitzed.
I would be literally, I would be in a bush. Like, yeah. It would be crazy, but I really loved, now I don't love Ramona, but I enjoyed her manipulation of, this is now my room and I'm claiming it because I am going to be butt ass naked in the shower and you can walk in on me. I don't care. I'm showing my puss to claim this territory. Like, it was wild. And the women were like, we don't know you. Like,
we don't know you. We just met you.
No. And like, I have to agree with Teresa. I think it was messed up that Melissa didn't stand up for her when Ramona called her a scarecrow.
I agree. I thought that was messed up. It was also, that was just so mean.
It was so mean, but it was so Kyle of her to tell someone, you know what I mean? Like, that is why Kyle came solo, is because Kyle can stir it up.
She doesn't need help.
And walk away with clean hands. It's Kyle
does not
amazing.
Need the bump set for the spike. Like, no. Kyle can just, like, she's just obliterating. Mm-hmm. I did think Ramona, like, she just has such a weird way, and this is not news to any of us, such mm-hmm. a weird way of fighting where she just goes so below the belt immediately. So, like, with Kenya, she was like, I got to keep my man for longer than, you know, I kept my man for 20 years.
I was like, you literally don't know her.
You've
like,
been calling her Portia and said you just Googled her.
Yeah.
Like, shut your trap and go look for the tennis court for like another 19 minutes.
Well, it was really refreshing for as a teen twirl myself to see Kenya like shown in this light of like all the women just gravitate towards her. She's so warm. She's like so funny. She's also beautiful.
She's stunning. I mean,
I want to rest my head upon her bosom and just nuzzle. Like,
I know
it's
like,
just lovely.
It's
such,
I know it's a joke with like the whole Beyonce thing,
but it's truly
like she has like the beauty that Beyonce has.
Radiant.
Where you just look at her and you're like, you are
beautiful.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Just radiant.
Yeah.
She, and to think also that she is going through like a traumatic experience whilst on this vacation
MVP.
And still looks like that. It's incredible. She is the MVP.
Yeah.
And
the fact she was like, I'm in court right now. I have to go take my laptop upstairs and put it on a box. I was like, girl.
Yeah. Well, she wants that good angle. Also, yeah. The YouTube thing really blew my mind. Here I am complaining about a guy listening to my podcast.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Your divorce is on YouTube.
That's
insane. And you're divorcing a narcissistic fucking loser like Mark. Oh my God. We have to talk about this. Luann discussing Bolo fucking the melon.
Oh my God.
Was something I'll never get over.
So did she get DM'd that?
I feel like she might have just searched it.
She searched it. Okay.
But I don't remember. She might have said someone sent it to me. I'm not sure if that's
it was
the
in
case.
The conversation of like, do your husband
get
DMs? Do you get dick pics? Yeah. I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I also, when she said it, because she was like, what was that man's name? Like, she was just like, oh, you know, the bachelorette party. What was that man's name that you guys had? And they were like, oh, Bolo. She's like, yeah, I saw him sticking his dick in a melon.
And then it broke the melon.
It exploded.
And she's like, you guys got to see it. Well, I'll show it to you later. I was like, Luann.
You know that Luann is a good time, though.
Luann?
I've partied with Luann. I was there when she was partying.
Oh.
Present.
How was that? Was it
was fantastic. It was for her. One of her music videos. It was a music video drop.
Chic C'est la vie, c'est bon.
No, it wasn't Chic C'est la vie. It wasn't Money. What was the most recent one?
Girlhood?
No, it was Feelin' Giovanni.
Wow, she's got a lot of songs. We just named off a lot of hits.
VMAs, here she comes. it was for Feelin' Giovanni, and okay. She was a blast.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you can just tell that she, when she walks through a room, like you want to enjoy your time with her. So you know what I would have said? I would have been like, hey, Luann. Show me that video.
I would have been like, let me see that melon. You know,
speaking of melons, the fact that it took 2 minutes for Cynthia's tit to fall out.
I was like, we're here. We've arrived.
We've arrived. I mean, they just get off the plane and Kyle's like, Cynthia, your boob is out.
Yeah. She's like, I can see your nipple. And she was like, oh, sorry.
It looks good though. I know, it really brought me back to the COVID, the COVID dinner outside of her house Atlanta last year.
Titty scent. I just love them so much. And okay, honestly, there were so many good moments in the show. I'm thrilled. Like, this show has breathed new life into me.
Yeah. And it's hard to discuss it because we're like talking about three episodes, but like in these three episodes, it was just like, it's just not anything concrete happened, but just like a lot of fantastic little moments.
Like when Luann showed Melissa her naked body and Melissa says in confessional, I haven't seen hair on a pussy in a long time. Now, I don't know if she used the word pussy. I don't think she did, but I just threw that in there for my own little.
She did not.
To make it more colorful.
She did not say that. But yeah, I thought, and I mean, just, is Michael okay?
Michael is like, what's going on? I think Luann and Michael are going to fuck.
Oh, he's married and with children.
Like I said, I think Michael and Luann are going to fuck.
I just like this man. He must be getting paid well to have to put up with this. That's all I'm saying.
It's truly delightful to watch him just be shown. I really thought it was so funny when Melissa, when she was like, oh yeah, Melissa or Luann just showed me her naked body. And Cynthia was like, ooh. And then Melissa's like, they'll blur it. You can do it. And I was like, I love this. Like,
I know.
Because it's giving me, and they showed more of like them getting mic'd up and stuff in the third episode. So I'm like, mm-hmm. by the fourth episode, what are we going to be watching?
Oh, I think the producers will be having sitting down for dinner with them.
They're going to be breaking the bread. Episode.
I know they really are. Did you notice Kyle's necklace that says life is beautiful?
No.
I couldn't believe it. I don't know if that's what they're selling at pop-up shops for Kyle by Lean 2, but I was the fugliest necklace I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it.
Kyle is such a beautiful woman. Her choices are just something. And to hear that she has a lot of like body image issues. And I know that she talked about it on one season of Real Houses of Beverly Hills, where she opened up about like having an eating disorder, but
yeah,
as a kid or younger, which like never really leaves you. Like that's not being an alcoholic. Like you're just it kind of stays with you forever. Her outfit choices to me now make a little bit more sense. Like she, because she's not comfortable. So she's like, I'm going to wear caftans 24 hours a day.
And you know what? She looks fantastic. She's a
beautiful
in a
woman. And you know, when she said she accidentally posted that photo, I remember that photo.
I Googled it. I tried to find it. Was it bad?
I reposted.
Oh.
I did. Because
it bad? What was the deal
with
it?
No, but it wasn't edited.
Okay.
And then she posted the same one again, but edited. Okay. And it was like, oh, girl, what are we doing? But, oh, a moment that really made me laugh was when they were all sitting down at the table on the catamaran and someone said something about being drunk. And Luann's like, are you guys talking about me?
Me?
I was like, I love you.
That's what I'm talking about. Luann is like the girl you want to go on a vacation
with. She's Lou on this trip. She's not Countess Luann. And her opening up about Tom really made so much sense to me. She was like, he was my drinking buddy. I was so in love with him. She's like, I made the bad decision. And fucking Ramona
I've heard the story. I'm gonna come back. Just shut up and sit there. Do you know how many times we've heard you talk about your marriage
or how you
like? We have sat through so many minutes, hours of Ramona's bullshit. Just sit down and shut your mouth.
And there's something really nice about seeing women from other franchises who aren't around Ramona. So like, they're not used to her antics and they don't have to put up with it. Like they're not on a cast with her recurring. So to watch them be like, you're fucking rude.
Yeah.
Like Luann is a good friend to you and you treat her like shit. I was like,
Teresa, who is really, again, becoming like, she's a star. That's the thing, we've gone through,
I
mean, you know, when Teresa is the voice of reason, but we have like gone through each one of them for the most part. And they're all fantastic. Minus Ramona, who I just genuinely am just so over.
That's why I'm really happy she's getting this horrible edit. And I don't even think it's an edit. I think this is really who she is.
Is just her.
To see her taken out of, plucked from New York City and into a group of relatively normal women.
Yeah.
It's like, so the contrast is so stark and it's just awful.
It is, but everyone else looks great. They're all crushing it. again, I think the casting was spot on for this one. And I can't wait to see what comes of it. I hope it's not just like everyone versus Ramona for the, I hope they just kind of like, you know, when you can just kind of like kick someone off and you're like, you know, we're done with you.
I know that Teresa and Kenya get really close.
Right. Oh, they get close.
Yeah. Like, great. I think I read somewhere. I mean, I could be making this up. I don't know. But I feel like I read
Did
somewhere.
You read it from Kenya?
That Teresa said like she was the closest with Kenya eventually.
I love that. Mm-hmm, I mean, you can too. See that they're, I mean, they are bonding already. They're all bonding. They're what do you think of Louis's letters?
Brooks Ayers. Two words. Brooks Ayers. Two words. Say cancer no scam.
Say no more.
I mean, I was horrified, and I have some behind the scenes to you about little Louis. He allegedly threw quite a stink that he wasn't allowed to go on the girls' trip.
What?
Yeah. He like wanted to go.
This is, you guys, this is why you listen to Hot Off the Mat.
This is alleged. This is Sam, all alleged.
Oh, is it? Well, this is some behind the scenes tea, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, but Sam, like, this is the stuff that you don't get elsewhere. And that's why I love coming on this podcast. And look, I've liked and reviewed this podcast already. If I could do it 20 million more times, I would again, because this is like the stuff I want, because I don't live in that world. I live in like the super fan world, but not in like the behind the scenes fan world. Yeah. And when you pull back that curtain, I'm always like jaw on the ground.
Well,
but of course he would.
Yeah. Like he's really very into Teresa, obviously. And here to see her kind of
betrothed
talk about Joe, it really kind of made me a little softer towards maybe Louis, because I'm like, Joe was actually really horrible to her. He was a really bad husband. I don't care what she says. I think he treated her like dog shit. And to see someone just like be in love with this little ding dong, I was like,
she loves that. She loves that love, like the admiration,
that intense, like sexual,
and she deserves it. She deserves it.
She has been prison.
She's been through a lot.
Her and Louis could probably bond about that.
You probably, I mean, a little different, I think.
A little different. One was 11 and a half months, one was like overnight.
11 and a half hours.
Yeah. It's a little different. I don't know. What has been, like, what are you excited to see going forward?
You know, I do hope that we get some fights, some, dare I say, third world twos of
Teresa the women. Saying Ramona has dementia really sent me into another dimension, because then Ramona repeatedly throughout all the episodes got lots of things wrong.
She is. It is kind of crazy how she's so.
I also want to make a comment. I'm going to make a comment really quick. Teresa and Ramona bonded over the fact they were both buyers for Macy's. Okay.
Herald Square, baby.
Herald Square, baby. A Calvin Klein handbags. But Teresa didn't go to college. No, I'm not saying, and I didn't either. But okay, let's be clear.
You're just setting the stage.
Yeah. Teresa like wasn't allowed to go to school. So I don't understand like where this happened. Like how did her and Ramona, who Ramona prides herself on like getting an education and being a hardworking woman and like being a career focused, like individual, how they ever worked in the same like
sector.
World. I feel like Teresa maybe just worked at Macy's.
Oh,
as like a cashier and thought that that was a buyer, because it doesn't make sense how these two women would like work for the same company, do the same thing. And one, I don't know. It's not adding up.
Talent. If you've got it, you got it.
Yeah.
I think Teresa could sell sand to a camel. Like this, yeah. I think she's very persuasive, because
she's charming.
The same thing with Ramona though. Like at one point you just want out. So you're like, you know what? I'll buy the whole bag lot. I'll buy them all. Mm-hmm. Give me 1,000 Calvin Klein handbags. I just want you out of my store.
Also, Ramona is so fucking weird about like women and careers. Like it's not even in a Vicky way. It's literally like, did you ever have a career? It's like, what?
It is she, but do you remember her whole thing? I remember it like it was yesterday. Her whole thing, season one, was like
making money as her aphrodisiac.
Yeah, it's her aphrodisiac. And it like her ugly ass jewelry line. And True Faith, and then True Renewal, no E, and then
True Renewal.
I just think that, like, for her, it's always a competition. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what it is every single time she is talking to somebody on the show. Yeah. It's a competition. She even was making jokes, and she's always off with her jokes. Like, they're never as funny as she thinks they are.
Always.
But she's always the person laughing the hardest in the room.
Yeah.
And that is, like, proof to me that all she wants is validation, because, and we know, and I hate psychoanalyzing this woman, but why are you on TV if you don't want me to? We know that she didn't get that when she was a kid. And it is truly, like, it has reared its ugly head as an adult. Like, all she needs is validation. She needs validation from men. She mm-hmm. needs validation from her peers. She needs validation from the audience. She needs validation from the staff that works at
everyone.
Triton Villa. She needs validation from everybody.
Everyone. And it's really sad. But again, I don't have sympathy because she's also terrible. Yeah. Like, she's also terrible.
She's a despicable human being. Just because you have lived through childhood trauma does not allow you to be racist. It does not allow you to be like, you don't get a pass.
No.
But she expects a pass on everything.
Everything. And like, the women are like, Kenya and Teresa are both like, what the fuck is this woman doing? And I think it's really telling that Melissa is so close with Ramona. Like, they're really, like, they're genuinely friends. Like, they hang out.
But do you think I think Melissa is just somebody who she's able to just kind of like, okay, and just go along with it.
No, you're right.
Whatever you want, Ramona, because she does it with Teresa.
Yeah.
And so I think that for her, it's a lot easier for her to like spend time with people who are a little off their rockers.
Right.
And I think her knowing how to handle Ramona makes sense because she knows how to handle Teresa.
That's true. She is a Gorga, and she's had, you know, not by blood, but so she's had to like corral the Gorgas.
Yeah. And she's also not an OG.
Either is Cynthia or Kenya.
Speaking of OGs, Kyle Puff Puff Pass Richards bringing in the astrologer.
I was just going to bring this up. Yeah.
Okay. I love the throwbacks to like the early seasons, like love. when they brought in Allison, the Allison throwback and stuff like that.
Or Ramona walking the fashion show with the eyes.
Oh, eyes are popping.
Yeah.
That is my favorite quote from Real Housewives ever, Simon. Oh, the eyes are popping. And I loved them showing the Allison Dubois thing, but I couldn't get over Kyle using her like vape pen or whatever she was smoking. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so funny, and it just made me love her even more. And then when she got back to the house, and she is me, I was Kyle in this situation. When I'm on, I'm like, no one can go to bed. You are going to party. Mm-hmm. We're going to black out. And I don't, by the way, like, I don't even really drink that often. So I've really given myself a persona on this podcast. But like, when I'm out, I'm out. And when I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation. This girl's going to, I'm going to have a couple pina coladas. And so when they went back and they went up to the bar, and I use bar liberally because it was just a little like coffee table.
It was a kitchen island. It was a TV stand.
It was Kathy Hilton's TV stand.
Yeah.
Her and Rick have to share one for dinner tonight. And they are just like, it's just littered with bottles. And they're like, no, we have to stay up. We have to keep drinking. And I loved it.
Yeah.
That's the energy that we don't usually get from the rest of the like shows, the cities. And that was like, no, they understood the assignment. They know that they need to come here. They need to get drunk. They need to have fun. They need to get into fights.
They show up. These women showed the fuck up.
Yeah, and that's why, because they brought the A-team.
Truthfully, this psychic, the worst I've ever seen.
She was bad.
I would have loved to hear like more information other than you're a princess, you're
a general.
A general. You are a queen.
Oh, the way I would have been.
And
so
Teresa,
pissed.
You're an exotic dancer. I was like, what are we doing right now? And the way Melissa nodded along when the woman looked at Teresa and was like, and you were a very exotic dancer in a past life. Now, as someone who loves a psychic, I love an empath. I love a fortune teller. I love it all. I you know, I did get some pretty tough information one time about my past lives.
Oh, really? What was it?
Ooh, Allison, I don't know if you want to know.
What is it?
So, okay. This psychic, this fortune teller woman was like, all right, I'm going to start talking about your past life, your present, and then we'll get into your future. And I was like, great. Now, my friends, I warned them, I told them that I was doing this, and they said, where do you think you were in a past life? And I said, you know, not to be dark, but I really feel like I was an orphan of some kind. Like it was very, because I'm an only child. I don't know. Okay. And they were like, oh my God, Sam, that's horrible. I get to this psychic and she starts telling me about my past lives. And she goes, you were an orphan in every single past life. And I was like, whoa, Nelly. Yeah. And I mean, like she like went into like detail and it was spooky ooky. And I couldn't believe my ears.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made a lot of sense.
I have never spoken to a psychic or I've done like tarot readings, but other than that, like I haven't gotten into what I was previously.
What do you think? Where would you have been in a past life, do you think?
I think, I mean, look, I probably wouldn't have hated being an exotic dancer. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, I want to be like, but like a Studio 54 kind of studio, like exotic dancer.
Oh, not like.
Like I want to be a go-go dancer.
Not like Danielle Staub at Shakers.
Or like, hey, no, you know what? Shakers has turned around some really incredible women. So who am I to say?
This is true.
I could only be so lucky to get hired at Shakers.
And there was the strip club next to the one that was in The Sopranos.
Even better.
I mean.
And also, I believe on their website, they say they serve a great burger.
You've been on their website?
Sure have.
Were you inquiring about employment?
And okay. Actually, it's funny you say that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't.
Actually, I was.
I personally wasn't looking for a job,
okay.
But it was when The Housewife and The Hustler came out and I was looking into Shakers because, you know, as we know, Danielle Staub opened that motion picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, what qualifies this girl?
Right.
And so I was like, let me dive in a little bit into Shakers. And I saw that they were hiring a bartender and I believe a line chef at the time. So, you know, as we discussed on the last podcast that I was on last week, I did have 16 years dance experience. I was a Palms girl. So I don't think I would be
you have the worst gift of candidate. Rhythm.
I have the gift of rhythm, the gift of gab. I think I would maybe lean towards a bartender now in my later years, 29. But you know what? At like a prime 25, I probably would have totally gone for the dancing gig. No shame in my game.
Wow. I love
that. If I'm getting accepted to be an exotic dancer, hell yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. I mean, Shaker sounds like a fun establishment.
I've seen that movie with J-Lo. I've seen Hustlers.
Hustlers.
I'm not saying I'm going to scam people, but wow, we really got off.
Yeah, wow. But you know what? I enjoyed that. One thing. Do you think Cynthia is jealous that the women are more in love with Kenya? Mm-hmm. Because Kenya is always at the center of a lot of conflict on Atlanta. And Cynthia is always the one that's like so beloved. And in this time, it's not that the women don't like Cynthia, but I think women are just really taken with Kenya because I think they're the most surprised by her.
You know what? I don't know if I would say that she's jealous. I think Cynthia truly.
I think they love each other. Like they have a deep friendship.
I think Cynthia is okay with just being like, you know, the aunt, being the one that people love and come to, but not necessarily being the center of attention.
Okay.
I think she was really disappointed that like the game kind of got thrown off its axis because of like Kyle just look. I mean, Kyle has definitely partaken in some like, I just think Kyle blew it a little out of proportion.
Kyle
has
a tendency to get on a high horse of self-righteousness. Like we saw it with Brandy about like smoking weed and it's like, Kyle, look at your husband.
Look at your husband. Look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know what was in there, but.
But we can all just make assumptions. But.
But I just think Cynthia was kind of just bummed about that. Do I think she should have maybe like just gotten over it? Yeah, of course.
I also have a theory, Allison.
What?
I have a theory that Mike Hill and Cynthia are going to get divorced.
No shit.
Oh. All right. I thought I was like really cracking the case here.
Well, isn't that
the way she's like going around to the women and being like talking about marriage and divorce and this?
Straight
I was
up
like,
said, we have horrible communication.
I know.
Issues.
Kyle was like, ooh.
You got married 4 months ago.
Kyle was like, 10, 10, 20, baby. I don't think that lucky number is doing it for you guys.
No, also, that's not a lucky number. So
it was to her.
But I just think that, like, if she's already planting the seed, it's not good. Also, like, aren't there rumors?
Yeah, there's rumors. He's cheated on every woman he's ever been with. He said this on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, like, so I worry.
But Cynthia has also been engaged, like, so many times. She said this on Atlanta when she first came on. She was like, I've been engaged, like, X amount of times. She's like, I just can't pull the trigger. I'm like, maybe then we just shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, who was... But at the end of the day, like, I loved Cynthia's arc on Atlanta. Like, season one, married. Her last season, married.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is she's taking a step back. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't work out, she comes back and gets married on her return season.
I see that. And, you know, Cynthia isn't coming back to Atlanta. And I'll miss her because I like Cynthia. But I don't think it's going to be like a great loss.
No, it's not going to be a loss because, again, she is somebody who you enjoy having around, but she's never the center of a center of drama, mm-hmm. the center of attention, which is not bad for she is a great presence on the show.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but she isn't somebody who's going to make a huge impact if she's gone. And again, that's probably who you want to be.
Right.
So I think again, to go back to your question, like, I don't think she is really jealous. I think she doesn't need that. Okay. I just think that she, like, really was maybe looking forward to her night. And, like, they all have one day or one night that they get to plan. And Kyle kind of threw it off. But she'll come back.
Yeah. This was fun, Allison. I can't wait to talk about this as, you know, I can't take it. If I wake up tomorrow at 5 a.m. and there's new episodes again. Like, my heart, I mean, I'll be thrilled. But, again, I'll be stressed.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see where it goes. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, but we only have a few more episodes now.
I know. How many episodes is this? 10?
Well, I mean, it was only 8 days. So.
That's true.
Oh, and I just want to make one more comment. I am a pretty, like, I enjoy the finer things in life. I will admit, like, I can be kind of bougie. I can be a little stuck up when it comes to things.
Okay.
I love a label. And I would have been fine taking the bunk bedroom.
You would have been fine taking the room that doesn't have a window because I wouldn't.
Oh, didn't have a window?
Melissa said she's in a room that doesn't have a window.
Oh.
I would be
that maybe changes. Livid.
I would sleep on the couch.
Because
you would see me in that hammock every morning.
Well, and also you can just do that then. Like, just do that. But I didn't have a problem with it. From what I saw, I didn't realize there wasn't a window. That seems kind of strange. I'll have to look at the floor plan again of Triton Villa. But I did think that, like, look, you have bunk beds and you just put your suitcases. That's the best part is when you get into a hotel room and you have two queens instead of one king, you put your suitcase on the other bed and lay everything out. You don't have to hang up anything.
Yeah.
So for everyone to be complaining about it, I was like, come on, guys, it's fine.
It's fine.
But if it doesn't have a window, I'm not trying to feel like I'm in a padded cell.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing before we go is on the plane, when Cynthia Bailey Hill pulled out that gigantic photo of baby Brooklyn with a pair of scissors.
I thought she was going to make Kenya stab baby Brooklyn.
I thought she was going to make Kenya like cut baby Brooklyn up. And
I was like,
that feels like a little harsh. Feels a little aggressive.
I was like, this is like a woman on the verge. Like Kenya is going to lose it if she has to cut baby Brooklyn.
Yeah. I love that baby. She's so cute.
But the scissors also, were you expecting the ribbon to not cut? Because I feel like whenever somebody has comically large scissors, they never can get it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. But then
I
want to
know, thank God they were flying private because commercially you wouldn't be able to bring this on.
No, you wouldn't have been able to bring, I mean, they were all just like walking around too.
Oh, Ramona didn't buckle her seatbelt.
Ramona. Kyle was the only one who was like glued into her seat.
Yeah. Kyle has that fear, as we know, of flying.
They did have a lot of good snacks, it looked like, though. So
better than the snacks on the Salt Lake City bus. That's all I gotta say.
We'll never know what Jen brought, will we? Yeah, this was so fun though. I can't wait to see it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Tell everybody, of course, where they can find you for all of your funny thoughts, opinions, pictures of your dog, etc.
Sure. You can find me at Allison Piwo, P-I-W-O on Twitter, Instagram, wherever. And on The Dip, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up on The Dip. And I have two podcasts, Pop Chaser, which is a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip as well. And I host that Tuesday through Friday. And then I have another podcast, TV Watch Repeat, which is I revisit some of the best TV pilots of all time with our CEO of The Dip, Kate Ward. So it's a really fun podcast if you're like a TV nostalgia lover. A lot of shows that I feel like your audience will be into. We just did Ugly Betty this week, which I loved.
I loved Ugly Betty. It doesn't get enough praise in my
Everyone
opinion.
Everyone did love it and nobody talks about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, we have new episodes of Hot Off the Mess every Tuesday and every Friday, which of course is Bravo Friday. And occasionally, you know, we'll throw in an emergency pod because it's just necessary.
Sometimes you wake up at 5 a.m. and are like, I got to wake everybody up. You're the town crier. You told everyone. Use the code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription, because I'm going to give you my code, because my code is cooler. And you can get 50% off your annual subscription at The Dip. And we'd love to have you. And we are always talking on The Dip. Like, if you want to chat with Sam and I, you can come to The Dip and chat with us, like, in real time.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Allison and I truly never shut the fuck up. Like, we are constantly, our
this
fingers
was
are
supposed to be like
typing.
20 minutes.
Yeah. So, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you around on Instagram. And don't forget to stream Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip on Peacock. Bye.